Enron shares closed up today, if you can call $1.01 up in any meaningful way. Stock in the Houston-based energy giant was worth more than $80 a year ago. Enron filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on Sunday. A day later, it laid off 4,000 employees. The big question now, says NPR News analyst Daniel Schorr, is how much Enron's troubles will rub off on the Bush administration.
In the wake of the crash of Enron, arguably the biggest bankruptcy in history, federal agencies and Congress will be probing the company's dealings with auditors, bankers, and stockholders. What remains to be investigated is the deeper issue of Enron's close ties with the Bush administration and how they may have influenced national energy policy to Enron's benefit. It has long been evident that Enron, whose officers and employees gave almost $2 million to the Bush cause since 1993, was close to this administration, and CEO Kenneth Lay personally close to George W. Bush. Secretary of the Army Thomas White had been an Enron executive. Lawrence Lindsay, the president's economic advisor, had served on an Enron advisory board for pay. Members of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission were chosen with Lay's endorsement. Several White House officials owned Enron stock, which ironically they disposed of before the House fell in, to avoid a potential conflict of interest. Seeking favorable regulatory policies, Enron found an open door when Vice President Dick Cheney was named to lead the president's task force on energy policy. Cheney and Lay had an unusual one-on-one meeting, and then the Enron staff stayed in close touch with the commission staff. When Cheney filed his report, the hometown newspaper, the Houston Chronicle, said he unveiled a national energy strategy very much to Enron's liking. What happened in all those close encounters, whether Enron gave any hint of trouble brewing in the company, Cheney will not say. The General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of Congress, has threatened an unprecedented lawsuit to force disclosure, but has put the suit on hold for the duration of the war situation. Henry Waxman, ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee, has written the Vice President saying that continued secrecy from the White House will only compound public concerns. But the Democrats, as the minority, do not have the power to schedule hearings or issue subpoenas. And so what we have yet to learn is whether White House arrangements with a major energy corporation involved a conflict of interest at the public expense. This is Daniel Schorr.